Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 311. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive either a audio tape or a CD. It's absolutely free, even the postage and handling. I'm not saying that you shouldn't give tithes to the church, because we're the ones that are really informing the people in the world of the mystery of God is finished, and the mystery of iniquity is known now. And the Lord has used myself to make the people in the world aware of that. And so be sure, if you're tithing, give your tithes unto us so that we can get this word all around the world as quickly as possible because the Lord is coming back to earth again real soon. We have some testimonials, we have Bible reading, we have some more of Hitler's eye-opening speeches that downgrades the UN because they ruined Germany, and Germany got strong after that, but then Satan entered into Hitler and he began killing Jews, murdering them. Just like the people they've taken this influence from the Vatican and they're murdering millions and millions, far more millions of babies, unborn babies. I saw a picture of this baby grabbing onto the doctor's wrist when it was cutting his head open and pulling, sucking his brains out. This is the most barbaric time in all world history. The Lord ordered the Jews to go into that part of Africa, which was then called the Promised Land, to slaughter the people that did what the people in the United States are doing now, and the people throughout the world. It was Satan. Satan's been in the world for a long time, and has been causing many, many things to happen in the world, and it's just too sad that people are so much on drugs and narcotics and on pot and pills and uppers, downers, inners, outers, sniffing glue, gas, all sorts of things, because they live in a confused world and they're using that as an excuse to do the things that they're doing today. But no excuse for the things that people are doing will be honored at the judgment bar of God. Because whether you've been duped, whether you've been deceived, same thing, as Eve was, you have the ability to receive the Word of God here in this world, and you have the ability to reject it, if you like, because God didn't make any of us robots. He said that you have a will, and that will is in your soul. And you can choose to do either good or evil. And so when people choose the evil and reject the good, they send their souls to hell. That's what they do themselves. And so after God has warned us, nobody has any excuse. Say, you don't believe in God because a bunch of phonies on radio and television have been telling you there is no God. He should have found out for yourself. If you sought him, he would be found of you. Okay, so you won't be able to use that as an excuse at the judgment bar of God either, saying, well, we didn't believe in God because scientists said there wasn't, or somebody else. I really didn't believe there was a God either. But the Lord gave me a supernatural experience. And you may say, well, if God shows me a supernatural experience, well, then I will believe. Read the Word of God and you'll see supernatural experiences all around you. The Bible stated in the last days, just before Jesus came back to earth again, that there'd be a one-world government, a one-world church, and a media that is Satan's mouth. And it's all there, that you see these things right before your eyes, that there'd be smog, that there'd be freeways with automobiles with lanterns in them going down the throughways. The Bible says throughways, but it means freeways. And it talks about us Jews being returned to our homeland. That happened in 1947 and 48. This is one of the last signs of the end time. And the Jews are restored there, and it's now, that was the end of the Gentile dispensation. God is turning back to the Jews now, and I happen to be one of them. My real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman, and I changed my name to Tony Alamo when I used to be in the entertainment industry as a singer and an actor. I went to the Actors Studio in New York City, the same Actors Studio that Marlon Brando and Montgomery Clift and Paul Newman and all the others went to. And I'm not acting. This is no act. I wouldn't be in the ministry if the Lord hadn't done these many supernatural experiences with me. And to let you know that I'm not in the ministry for the money, I own a Beatles album that I've never released. You can check with Pete Best of the Beatles, and he'll tell you that he gave me a Beatles album for doing his promotion. As a matter of fact, I was considered such a good promoter that the entire Democratic Party wanted me to do the entire promotion for the entire Democratic Party, not just for the president, but for everybody. And so I'm not in the ministry for money. I'd have been crazy to come into something that I don't believe in. And I've been saved 42 years, and I've been through a lot of harassment by Satan's church, the cult in Rome, its government. They've railroaded me into prison on false charges, IRS. They've thrown myself and my late wife Susie into jail many times for distributing gospel literature. This is all coming from Rome, and this is all coming from the devil, Satan, who the great red dragon, the devil, Satan, whose seat, the Bible says, is in Rome. And we have the one world government, just like the book of Daniel said it would be in the book of Revelation. And you see the wars, rumors of wars, and you can see God wrecking cities because of the sin and the sin of all the different violence and all the filth that's on television and in movies and in people. I mean, you know, you're living in a jungle now because the people are like savages. Gary Paxton wrote the song Sophisticated Savages, but these people are not sophisticated anymore. Just because they wear a suit and a tie, they're not sophisticated. They've turned into a bunch of dogs. And those that have fallen away from the Lord have liked, the Bible calls them dogs that have gone back to the vomit and sows that have gone back to their wallowing in the mire. There's only one God, one creator, one God who created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. And he made animals, and the seed inside of them have been reproducing monkeys. You know, they tried to teach, monkeys and apes and all that still have monkeys and apes, and dogs still have dogs. Donkeys still have donkeys. Horses still have horses. I've never seen an ape that was a human. If you believe that you were a monkey, then, you know, believe that. But God said that he made all those with of that one particular kind, and then he made man in his image and likeness. And I'm sure that God was never a monkey or an ape, all right? If you want to believe that kind of stuff, it's totally contrary to the word of God, and God will destroy you for believing satanic propaganda rather than his word. So be careful. Father, we ask you to anoint this service, pour out your spirit on it. Lord God, reveal thyself, the mystery of iniquity, and let everybody know that the mystery of God is finished if they listen to true preachers of the gospel, that their souls might be saved, and that the church be strengthened in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now I did some singing here. I'd like to favor you all with a song. This is called His Hand in Mine, and it was done with our own orchestra. So let me know what you think about it. That's me singing here. Okay, go ahead. His Hand in Mine. Praise the Lord. I know God. God's Spirit comes down to me all the time. And this is how I was saved, that God showed himself unto me. And he showed me that this is the kind of God he is the way I sing. And God doesn't like rap at all. He absolutely does not like rap, what they call rap gospel. It's not gospel. He doesn't like a lot of this jiving around that you see on these TV programs today. I haven't watched it for a long time now. And the Lord is a holy God. He's a spiritual God. And I just went to the bookstore yesterday, Bible bookstore, and I noticed that 99% of the stuff in there, the books, are absolutely bogus. There was just a little shelf that had a little bit of some of the reality, and none of it really touched the depths of the reality that I'm preaching to you out in the world. And I believe that there's a lot of people out in the world that realize that when they hear the truth, it's given to you by the Holy Spirit, and when you know it, the truth will set you free. And you know Jesus is the truth of the Word of God. He's the truth, and he is also is the Word of God. And you are not able to acknowledge the sin and the filth, the reality of all the darkness in this world, it would be impossible for me to be able to give any, you couldn't give credence to any of the power of God. You would despise the Spirit of the Lord because the people, there was a young man in the Bible bookstore yesterday that said, he was telling one of his customers when he was ringing him out, taking his money, he says, "Oh, my professor over at the bookstore," which is the Fuller Theological Seminary bookstore, he says, "he wrote those books. He's really great. He's super. And so when I was checking out, I said, well, what's so super about your professor that, what does he do? What does he tell you in the classes or in his class? And he says, well, he just tells us all kinds of neat stuff. Neat stuff, okay. And I says, well, what is that neat stuff? He says, well, he tells us to assimilate into the youth, you know, the people that are in drugs and everything, get to be buddy-buddy with them, and then spring it on them of how, you know, the Lord, tell them that you're a Christian. And, you know, that's so deceptive that it's unbelievable and it's false, because Sue and I, we were in the ministry for a lot of years. I'm in 42 years now myself. And the way that we win souls is being absolutely direct and letting them know who we are. I'm not assimilating into Satan's world at all. I am in the world, but I am a light into the world, and I'm preaching the gospel. I'm not going to stoop down to the morals and the degeneracy of the children today. Either the same gospel that I preach to the adults is the same gospel I preach to the children and the youth in the land. The Apostle Paul did the same thing, and all the disciples did the same thing. And if they don't want to believe it, then that's too bad for them, all right? Okay, and it's too bad for you, too, all right? Because there's only one gospel, one truth, one God, one Spirit. And the Bible never instructs us. It says to go out into the highways and hedges and preach the gospel, not to act coy and stuff. You know, when I was in the record industry, I'm the one that had all those oldie but goodie albums with 20 smash hits on it. I'm the one that started that. And one of the guys, I called radio stations and I made friends with the, that's the way I did back then when I was unsaved. I was very cunning. I'd make friends with a disc jockey, a top disc jockey, and he was able to call the record companies and get the masters for me so I could put all 20 of them, and I could choose the masters I wanted. And my first album sold a lot, and the ones that I had after that sold a lot as well. But I went to this, so I was going to put out, my first one was rock and roll. But stuff like by the Paris Sisters, I Love How You Love Me, and Earth Angel, and things like that. They're just kind of rock, light rock. And by the Penguins and all this. And then I called this. I said, I got an idea. I'll put out a country western oldie but goodie album. So I called up a radio station that was country western. And the guy says, yeah, sure. Come on down. You know, we'll put together an album. And I went there. And he just started talking to me about Jesus. I said, how can you call yourself a Christian? You told me that you were going to put together an album when we got here, and now you're preaching Christianity. If that's what Christianity is, I don't want any part of it. You're a phony, okay? And that's what all the people are that assimilate into and get these youth groups. There's no youth group. All the people that Sue and I won to the Lord were the hippies. They were all young, every single one of them. And we didn't use any different gospel on them than we do today. All right, so, you know, don't let anybody, all the whole bookstores are filled with this kind of garbage. And, you know, there's certain sections, and then there's pro-Catholicism, just racks full of that sort of stuff. And so, you know, that's why I could never own a Bible bookstore, because the only thing I'd be able to put in there is the King James Version of the Bible and my literature. And once in a while, there's somebody that writes something decent, and I would put that in, but we wouldn't make any money at that. All right, now we have some testimonies here. We got a card from an actor from New York. He is not only an actor on stage on Broadway, but he's also an actor in motion pictures on film. He also is a director of plays. And naturally, due to the, he never stated that he wanted to be anonymous, but we're going to keep him that way because of the status he has in life. And there's a lot of people like to persecute people that become born-again Christians, and so this man is extremely sincere. It was a beautiful card with his initial on it, which is A. That stands for his last name. And then also, on his card, he has, of course, the thespians, the tragedy and comedy masks that actors must wear. Whether they feel happy or not, they have to go on and feel happy if there's a tragedy in their life, because they're actors. And whether they feel sorrowful or not, they have to go on and act happy. And if they're happy, they have to go on. If they have a part that says they have to be sad, then they are. So one of the thespian masks is frowning, looking sad, and the other one is like happy with a smile on its face. And so this man has such impeccable handwriting. They showed me the card just before the program. And it's so nice to know that he is saved. And in the arts, I pray that he'll come out of the arts and be, we have our own television studio and recording studio, and it sure would be nice to have him come and direct some of the Christian plays or movies that I want to do. And I hope he, and pray that he hears this CD. Send a copy to him, all right? Well, let's hear his letter anyway.
Dear Tony Alamo, I just finished reading your Difficult Mountain in the New York Daily News, and I really felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. It was as though I had a refreshing drink of spring water. Your words are words of truth in describing the state of the world today. I love the church, and I love the most holy word of God in the Bible. I would rather have and feel the loving presence of God than possess all the fame and riches of this world. I wish only the best for you and your ministry, also your close loved ones, family. I am in the midst of a trying situation that I earnestly want resolved as God wants. Please say a prayer for me. Life can still be beautiful and fulfilling as long as one knows and feels the loving presence of our Heavenly Father. I thank you for your words of wisdom. With loving regards, then he signs.
Okay, yeah, I've done a lot of promotions for actors and singers. And, you know, some of them are very nice people. The majority that I've met are very nice. And it'd be nice to see this man enter the ministry and work with us. Because the only thing that matters, really, is what we do for the Lord. And, you know, in the industry, you have to do plays that are not right at all. So we have to acknowledge the evil in the world in order for us to be able to receive the power of the living God, to receive the light power of God, the power, the L-I-G-H-T, which is, I saw the light, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, you have another one?
Yes.
Where's this from?
From Benin City, Nigeria. Dear Pastor Alamo, warm kingdom greetings to you all. I received all the Bibles, literature, t-shirts, and cassettes you sent to me for distribution. I will be requesting more Bibles, literature, cassettes, and t-shirts every month for distribution to pastors and churches. Thank you so much for expanding the kingdom of God with your books and literature. So many people, unbelievers, have given their lives to Christ after reading your literature, including some Catholic faithfuls. God bless you so good in his service, Reverend Austin.
All right, now do you have something else?
Yes, from Annandale, Virginia.
Okay.
Dear sir, I heard your wonderful program on WWCR this morning. Thanks for your teaching. There's not many willing to tell it like it is. Bless you for being on the air. Sincerely, Mark.
Yes, and we are on the air worldwide. And so if you'd like to get a schedule of the times that I'm on the air, please let us know. And Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive that. There to put a schedule of the radio programs in each one of the packages that they send out everywhere. And we're also inserting them in all the literature that our distributors are distributing throughout the world as well. on the streets of New York to Los Angeles. I can't fathom even how many distributors we have in the United States or throughout the world. It's into the thousands. And so that's it?
Yes.
Okay, so let's read some of Hitler's speech. God, now some of you people that have just tuned in and you're not familiar with my program, I've been led by the Holy Spirit, really. You know, you hear all these people saying that they're led by the Holy Spirit, and then when they begin talking and breaking down Bible scripture, you can tell that they're not really of the Lord. And there's so many novices, and the Bible tells us to that he suffers not. He doesn't want novices to teach. And the reason for it is he doesn't want the novices to go to hell. The Bible says that if a novice preaches, that they receive the same condemnation as the devil. And the condemnation of the devil's condemned to hell. And so those of you that are brand new baby Christians, or you've only been around for a little while, make sure that you don't let the devil get into you and have him receive any garbage from him that you should go out and preach to the Muslims. We have such people in the church that were told that by the devil, and I thank God I got to them in time, and they're still in the church. And they realize now that that was so wrong, because they've learned so much more by staying in the church. Of course, if people insist on leaving, I mean, they're to the door, there's no chains on them, and there's no bars on the doors or locks or anything like that. They can go anytime they want. But for their own sake, I surely don't want anybody to go to hell. And I, more than me, even the Lord does not. The Lord does not want people to go to hell. Okay, and then, so the Lord told me, and the Lord talks to me all the time, to get some of Hitler's speeches. I thought, what good are his speeches? He looks like a madman on television all the time. I saw him in the movies when I was a kid. And so, but I don't argue with the Lord. I just do what he tells me. And what an eye-opener it is. And so we're going to read a little bit about that, because the Lord wants you to know about that. What happened to, I'm going to condense it in a nutshell to those of you that have just tuned in to, I have a whole series on these. We're putting a lot of gospel in and a lot of the things that these Hitler speeches. It just never occurred to me to even want to hear what he said. You just think that he's, but what he wanted was, of course, he killed all those Jews, and I'm a Jew myself, and also the black people and homosexuals. And he was ordered to do that by the Vatican. And the Vatican told him, Hitler, who was also a Catholic, that the Jews are the ones that want to take over the world rather than the Vatican. The Bible tells you it's the Vatican, it's Rome. That Satan's seat is in Rome, and that he runs the One World Church. Anytime you hear the United Pentecostal Church, the United Methodist Church, the United Anabaptist Church, these people have all, and the Pentecostal, they all have joined with the Vatican. They're united. With who are they united? They're united with what they say is the Holy Catholic Church, but it's, the Bible says it's the Antichrist, and they fight anyone that's truly preaching the gospel. And so if I were you, I would not only pull out of the UN, the United States must pull out of the UN or we're finished. And you'll hear that from Hitler's speeches, because they ruined Germany, and then when Hitler took over, he pulled away from the United Nations, because he said that we are one nation, and the Lord says that we're to be one nation. He separated the nations. Whenever you get all the nations together, when they're all speaking one language, whether by negotiation or otherwise, then you've got Satan. They try to build a utopia clear to heaven, and that's when God whipped many languages on the human race so that they couldn't understand each other, and therefore the tower could not continue on being built up into the heavens. And God came down and said, let us confound them. Let us So he's talking to Jesus and the Holy Spirit, because God is triune, tripart, triune. We're tripart. We have a body, a soul, and a spirit. God is triune. He has the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one, just like your body, spirit, and soul are just one. Okay, but that's a whole nother message. I've done a piece of literature called The Oneness of God, if you'd like to have a copy of it. And also I've done another piece of literature called The True Believer's Sabbath. And every day is the Sabbath, where you must rest from your evil works that you did before. And Sabbath, or rest in the Lord, he says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, or Sabbath, for your souls. So we're to live in Jesus, in the body of Christ, so that we're no longer a part of the world. And there's some people in the church that are, there's one person in particular, she just keeps thinking that she's sinned or some terrible thing. And I keep telling that person to stay, all the people in the church, to stay before the throne of the Lord, and that way you'll never sin. I don't know what she's sinned about in her heart or soul or in her thoughts, but if she was staying before the Lord, she'd know she was holy and she wouldn't have these fits of depression all the time. But anyway, you want to hear about Hitler, what his thoughts were. And if he hadn't killed all those people, murdered them, well, then God would have blessed him. And if the people in the United States were the strong part of the United Nations, the rest of the nations, if we hadn't given them our industry, would be nothing. Everything that Japan has, we gave them. Everything that Germany has, we gave them. Everything that China has, we gave them. They were taken from us by a vote of the United Nations, and now our people are working three jobs, and many of them are out on the streets sleeping. So let's hear Hitler's speech and see if that doesn't coincide with what's happening with the United States of America. This is Hitler speaking.
Germany at that time remained undefeated and unconquered on land, at sea, and in the air.
In der Luft or in der Himmel. Okay, then what?
However, it was Germany.
It was Germany. It wasn't Germany part of the United Nations. Then what? And they were winning the battles. Just Germany. And we were winning the battles everywhere in the world that challenged us. We did not need anybody else to fight our battles any more than we do today. Because it's our troops that is the muscle of the Vatican. If we pull out of the UN, the UN would be helpless as a rag doll. Okay, then what?
But there was the power of the lie and the poison of propaganda, which did not balk at misinterpretation and untruth. This Germany faced the world in absolute defenselessness because it was unprepared. When President Woodrow Wilson's 14 points were published, not only many German fellow citizens, but above all, the leading men saw in these 14 points not only the possibility of ending the World War, but also the pacification of the world at large.
Right, but they were conned everybody into believing if we all join the United Nations and we all believe the same way, then there won't be any war. But has there been less wars? There's more wars today.
Amen.
Than ever before. There are more people being murdered today than ever before. The propaganda has got you killing your own sons and daughters. It's like you become idolaters in the 100th degree, 1,000th degree. You're worse than anybody, any peoples that have ever been on the face of this earth. And you just got used to it. This all comes from Rome, and you're getting used to the Bible being taken out of school. This comes from Roman. You're getting used to the ACLU saying that the gospel is offensive. Then you know what I would do if I was president of the United States? I'd stick all those people on a boat and ship them to Africa or India or someplace that to some remote island someplace. And then they could all be offended together. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
And just they're making it like a sin to serve the Lord. These people, only the devil could do something like that. So you've got to know that it's the devil's church in Rome. And it says that she is in charge of the world government and the media, which is her mouth. And there isn't anything that you can believe in the media unless you see a car wreck or something like that. And then the report of it is, dubious. And sometimes the weather you can believe. They showed the hurricanes, the damage of the hurricanes. Well, I look at that and I say, yeah, that happened. Okay, and then what else?
A peace of reconciliation and understanding was promised. A peace that was to know neither victor nor vanquished.
Yeah, in other words, the United Nations told him that there would be peace, if we all get together. But there was no peace. Continue on. Like there is no peace with us. People, we are bombing people and people that want to have their own country. And they're becoming like porcupines now. I mean, they were at peace. Now, all of a sudden, we went in there and slapped the porcupine on the back and slapped him in the mouth, and our hands are full of quills now. Amen?
Amen.
There's threats of A-bombs. They went and blew up the World Trade Center. They blew up the federal building. And we have evidence that Timothy McVeigh is still alive, that he was a government agent, and they didn't really put him to sleep. And also that many hundreds of witnesses stated that they were worried about the feds, like the FBI and all those people, the BATF, bringing explosives into the federal building. The same thing happened over at the World Trade Center. The Vatican, Satan's troops are in this country, folks. And we need to get out of the UN and we need to fire the president administration and get born of the spirit Christians in there, because the Bible tells us that the Christian should run the government. True Christians, not Catholics. Catholics are not Christians. They are the worst enemy of the Jew and the worst enemy of born of the spirit Christians. It was proven that when they went in and murdered all the people over at Waco, and where they're murdering innocent people all over the world, even in our own country. If we got them out of this country, you would see no more of this terrorism. America is under terrorist siege. And this maniac puppet of the Pope that's sitting in the White House is calling, even wanting more condemnation to come down on our country. Because he's telling people that we want all of the 20-some thousand more troops to be sent in there, and our own country is saying no, no. Well, what you folks have to do is tell the Vatican that, because Bush has no power over that at all. He's just doing what he's told. He's a very weak person. He thinks that because he does what the Vatican, and everybody thinks that just because he's doing what the Vatican is telling him to do, that he's strong, but he's not. He's doing it because he's weak. And that's why he's on the booze, is because he knows that if he doesn't obey everything that the Vatican is telling him to do, that they're going to put his lights out. They're going to kill him. Okay, then what?
A peace of reconciliation and understanding was promised.
By the UN. Okay, then what else?
A peace that was to know neither victor nor vanquished. A peace of equal justice for all. A peace of equal distribution of colonial domains and equal recognition of colonial desires. A peace that was to be finally crowned by a league of all free nations. It was to be a guarantor of equal rights that would make it seem superfluous in the future for peoples to bear the armaments that previously, so it was said, were so heavily burdensome. Therefore, disarmament of all the nations. Germany was to go ahead as a good example. Everybody was obliged to follow this disarmament. Also, the age of secret diplomacy was to be ended.
We're tired of hearing Hitler's speeches. We want to hear the gospel. Well, let me tell you something. This is all in the gospel. The Bible tells of the one world government. The Bible tells that we're supposed to have a king over us. That king is supposed to be God, but the Jews wanted a Gentile king, somebody that, a king of the Jews, from the Jews that were actually, so that they could have a king just like the Gentiles have. But the God of heaven and earth said, okay, you can have a king, but it has to be somebody that believes in the Bible. These people say they believe in the Bible because they know that scripture's in there, but do they? The Bible says that we're not supposed to murder anybody. Thou shalt not murder. It doesn't say kill. It says it in the King James. That's one of the faults of the King James. But it says in the original Hebrew, thou shalt not murder. Okay? Murder. And it says it in the Hellenic Greek, which is the Greek spoken, written, spoken by the Jew. Murder means that you plot to kill somebody. You plan the death of somebody, some innocent person. Killing somebody, that's a whole other thing. Because if you had no malice in your heart and you accidentally killed somebody, well, then there was a city in the Old Testament that you go to, several cities where you could go to as a refuge so that the relatives didn't come and kill you. Like the doctrine of eye for eye, tooth for tooth, and so on. But that is permissible, that the killing is, and we can kill animals, the sheep, goats, cattle, beef, fish, fowl, certain kinds of fowl, certain kinds of animals for food. God wants you to eat something that's dead because this is what he did in the Garden of Eden. They were naked, Adam and Eve, because they sinned. And so he said, because of that sin, you have to die. And so what he did is slaughtered, God himself slaughtered a sheep, or possibly a couple of them, and wrapped them in the skin, the hide, the hair of the animal to say, this is a reminder that you're all going to have to die. And even if you repent, you still have to die. But I'm coming to earth as a man in the last days, and I will, if you believe that, if you believe that my son is coming into the world, which is actually God himself, because God, the Spirit, was in Jesus, and he went to the cross with Jesus, so was the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit departed from Christ when he was on the cross, because Christ was just a man, a God-man. But the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was in him. And so they both, all of them, one God, just left the body of Christ for 3 days, and then he went, entered, raised himself out of hell, raised himself up from the grave, and was seen 40 days walking around. He talked to the disciples, he talked to the ladies, his disciples. And he gave them instructions that they were to tarry in Jerusalem to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He told them that we have to be baptized in water as well as a signification to signify to everyone that knew us before that we're saved and that we're being buried in the watery grave and that we rise up anew in newness of spirit because the Spirit of God is, we become new creatures and we're supposed to walk the earth now in the Spirit of God. We're to be resting, Sabbathing in the Lord every day. So the true believer's Sabbath is just every day. We're not to sin again. Go and sin no more, Jesus said. Deny yourself. Take up the cross. Don't be living in this wanton. He said, love not the world, because all that is in the world is the love of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So don't do that. He says, don't love this world because this world is condemned. It's going to burn. So love the Lord. Love the Word of God, the straight and narrow way into the kingdom of heaven so that you can get there. And the only way that you can do that is to live or abide before the throne of God at all times. That's why Jesus said, pray always. And that's why the Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Okay, and the Lord lives and inhabits the praises of the saints. So make sure you keep praising and thanking the Lord. You have to just deny yourself. God took dairy away from me. He took beef away from me. Of course, no pork or anything like that because they're abominations. And some people use that scripture where the sheets came down to Peter. That was the symbolic of the different nations that are now acceptable to the Lord, the Gentile nations, that they too can be saved, not just the Jews. But at any rate, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and in order to totally ignore all the temptations that are in this world, all the lusts, and there are a lot of them, and people are learning enchantments, and they put on makeup, and they wear wigs, and they got false legs, and false everything, almost, and people are just, oh, they look so beautiful, they paint their faces, you know, for you to be deceived. And you're not to be deceived. The Lord tells you, just keep your eyes on Him and stay before the throne so that His holiness can eke into you, so that it can penetrate into your soul, so that you can be one with Him. If you're not one with Him here, He's certainly not going to receive you into heaven. Okay, now let's more of Adolf.
All problems henceforth were to be discussed openly and freely. First of all, however, the right of self-determination of nations finally was to have been settled and raised to its proper importance.
So, okay, self-determination of the nations. We're not self-determined of this nation. We're determined about every nation in the world. What? Was ist los? What is this? Our nation is collapsed. We're spending billions and billions of dollars on other nations that were wrecking. They were going in there because the Vatican wants to control the whole world. And we're going in there with democracy, which is nothing more than dictatorship. Again, it was Rome that came up with democracy. That's a theory of theirs that's not working. Democracy causes people to have to rule every nation. This is an absolute must, because if you're going to have democracy, it's dictatorship, and you can't be a dictator unless, because other nations have other ideas. They have independence. And actually, the United Nations could not do anything. They could not get started. They were like treading water until the powers that be, the puppets, the stupid presidents, the puppets of Rome said, okay, let's join the United Nations. And they did that when Cardinal Spellman from the Vatican, homosexual Cardinal Spellman, came from the Vatican and decided to, they went to San Francisco in 1945 and signed the United Nations Charter. And that was the beginning of the end for us. That's when everything started going downhill fast, and it's accelerating all the time. We don't need to be in other nations. Pull out of them and just be an independent nation of our own, and we would have a lot more peace than we have today. Okay, then what?
Germany believed in these assurances. With faith in these declarations, it had dropped its weapons. And then a breach of a pledge began such as world history had never seen before. When our nation dropped its weapons, a period of suppression, blackmailing, plundering, and slavery began. Not another word about peace without victor or vanquished, but an endless sentence of condemnation for the vanquished.
That's what happens here, this United States right now. Then what else? And our government has been given away. Then what?
Not another word about justice, but of justice on your side and injustice and illegality on the other.
Yeah, justice on the Vatican side, whatever Satan wants. His justice is down with God, down with Christians, kill and murder, maim, until we can take over your country and use the United States troops to do it with, and the media and the government. Then what?
Robbery upon robbery, oppression upon oppression were the consequences. No one in this democratic world bothered himself any more about the sufferings of our people. Hundreds of thousands fell in the war, not from enemy weapons, but from the hunger blockade. And after the war ended, this blockade was continued for months in order to oppress our people still more. Even German war prisoners, after an endless time, had to remain in captivity. The German colonies were stolen from us.
Okay, this is the United Nations, what they did there, and that's what they've done to us over here. And so I see that my time is up, and so we're going to have an altar call here. And so we're going to pray, and I'm going to be singing There's Room at the Cross for You. And if I don't get a chance, I'll do it right now. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. And make sure you tune in tomorrow. But right now, before we end this broadcast, I'd like to end it with a prayer to the Lord and a song. Say this prayer to the Lord that you can get on the right track and then receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Make sure you get baptized in water. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You said that without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved, and I thank and praise your holy name, Lord God, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up. If you're driving, don't do that. Just pull over to the side and praise the Lord and keep praising him and keep serving him until the end, because all those that serve the Lord to the end shall be saved. Okay, now Sharon, tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of program number 311.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, and because there's going to be a continuation of the gospel, singing, some more of Hitler's speeches. And right now that you've asked the Lord to enter into you, let's play this song called There's Room at the Cross for You. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. This is me along with our orchestra and choir.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace, oh free, is sufficient for me, and deep is the fountain, as wide as the sea. Before it's too late. still room for one. Yes, there's room.